Okay, I understand that the lights is out in large portions of Lanesia this evening, and we will soon have a comment in that regard. There may be a problem at the Orlando station, so once we have an update in that regard, we will let you know. We're joined on the line by Mulana Ridwan Vaid for the weekly program. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you this evening, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself, Mustafa?
Very well, alhamdulillah. Mullah, how has your last few days been? What's the latest at Sanha?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, things are moving smoothly. Some of the things that have occurred in the last few days, unfortunately, some negative aspects as well as some positive. From the negative side, unfortunately, our logo had been used by a restaurant in Newcastle in an advertisement in a community newspaper or local newspaper. The Blue Moon Indian Restaurant in Newcastle, that restaurant is not certified by Sanha, so we had issued an alert to that effect. More on the positive side, alhamdulillah, in line with our aim of creating awareness in halal of different categories, and that we have workshops that are taking place currently at the Sanha office. So alhamdulillah, it's been a productive last week, and inshallah it will be so too this week as well.
Well, very often we hear the word halal friendly. What is this? How is it commonly used when they say halal friendly? Does that mean that something is halal?
Halal friendly is a term that has been coined by the food industry. Primarily where a company is not certified, and it's usually used in the context where an establishment may not be certified and therefore would not want to make claims of certification, yet at the same time would like to attract Muslim consumers, Muslim customers. And so they use terms like halal friendly to, I wouldn't say deceive, but to pry on the conscience of a Muslim who wants to purchase halal, and when he sees the term halal friendly, you know, assuming that that place is halal. So it's done where sometimes people may be purchasing meat from a Muslim butchery or from a halal certified facility, and based on that they would say it's halal friendly. In other words, it is not halal certified, but it is friendly. Now, obviously, that term has no weight at all in Sharia, because a restaurant, an establishment, a product is either halal or not halal. And where there is no supervision, where there is no controls, and it's left to the individual's discretion, many of these places serve alcohol, they serve pork, but they're halal friendly. Now, obviously, this too cannot gel. You cannot have a place that's serving alcohol, pork, and yet be halal friendly. So this is a term that we have to be very, very careful about. These terminologies tend to creep up, especially towards the year end when there are functions, when there's the year end parties or functions that are held by different companies. And, you know, wanting the Muslim clients to also participate and be part of the event, they would say that we are going to a restaurant that is halal friendly. As Muslims, we need to be very, very careful, very circumspect. Halal friendly is not a term that is valid in Sharia. It is, it's something that we should not be fooled by. There are many aspects that could go wrong when they say something is halal friendly, for example, contamination. The mere presence of pork or the mere presence of alcohol in that facility, in that restaurant, would obviously create serious problems in terms of halal requirements. So we need to be very, very mindful of this and, ignore such terms. We should always check and make sure that they are halal certified and not halal friendly.
Jazakumullah khair. Let's move on to some of the questions. Okay, let's go first to the caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam. Is Dairy Bell double cream yogurt allowed?
Dairy Bell yogurts are not approved by Sanha. They contain, gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals.
Okay, jazakallah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Lines are open, 011-854-1548. Is nerds halal?
Nuts are not approved. They also contain carmine, a non-halal ingredient.
Istimral Infinity Mixed Berry Flavor Halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
So are those two types, the Infinity and the Mixed Berry?
No, you get the berry partly, that's not halal. But the Infinity Mixed Berry, that is halal. It's a variant of the Infinity.
Okay. Next one says that, are the non-Nutri-Day yogurts halal?
The medium-fat flavored smooth ones are halal suitable. If there's any other specific one they want information on, they can obviously send in a message or call our officers.
Fruit tree juice?
That's halal, no problem with that.
Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, that call dropping on us. In the meantime, we continue taking your queries. And if you have any queries, 072-786-1548. The next one is the Country Fair Crumb Chicken certified?
The County Fair, what we would advise consumers is to ensure that it is a brand of sovereign food. Only if it is a brand of sovereign foods would it be approved.
Jazakumullah khair. The next one is with regards to the Rainbow Simply Chicken Poloni.
That's not approved by Senha. We only approve the plain chicken, the normal fresh and frozen chicken, and the processed products.
011-854-1548, 011-854-1548, if you have any queries and you'd like to call into the program. Appetizer and grapetizer.
Appetizer and grapetizer are both halal.
Jazakumullah khair for that. The next one is, with regards to the appetizer and grapetizer, as you said, it's halal. Is this that Sanai did an investigation of their own, or was it contact with appetizer, grapetizer? We know that you, in certain instances, like you don't approach people to have the thing certified. That has always been the case. So in that instance, how does it work?
See, what would happen is, for certification, we generally do not approach companies that they need to certify. However, at certain times, and in fact a lot of the times, where consumers request us to check on a product, then not for certification purposes, but to assist consumers in terms of finding out whether it is halal or not, we would approach manufacturers and request the relevant information. Once that has been forwarded to us, we can then evaluate it and advise consumers accordingly. So similar in this case with appetizer, requests for information, product disclosures, etc. have been made. And based on the information, we can advise that it is halal suitable. Where a product is certified, then we will mention it and it will carry our logo on that. So you are correct that we generally do not approach companies that they need to certify with us. But if a product is halal and the consumer would like information on that, then we will try our utmost best to source the relevant information so that the consumer has it before them and they can make an informed choice.
We go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. I'd like to know if the Moyers cream caramel dessert is halal.
Unfortunately, we don't have details on that.
Okay, jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair. Is it permissible to purchase coffee and hot chocolate, etc., in soft serves from machines or non-Muslim owned places?
It's a very general question. Look, if it's plain coffee where there is no non-halal ingredients added to it, then there wouldn't be a problem with such coffees. From machines at garages, etc., where the coffee, the exclusive product that is being dispensed is coffee, and it is of a halal nature, then there shouldn't be any issue with that. As far as soft ice cream is concerned, unfortunately, it would be difficult to just give a blanket ruling in terms of what type of ice cream is used, and that generally that information is not available to the public, therefore it would be difficult to pinpoint what ice cream is being used specifically, and therefore it's difficult to advise whether it's halal or not. We can obviously only advise them at the facilities that we do certify. We would know which ice cream, which flavorants are being used in that particular ice cream, that particular soft serve ice cream, and accordingly we can advise on that.
What about the Ma Baker pies?
That's not certified by Senha. We don't have any information on it.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair. You can still call in 011-854-1548. Is Nando's in Port Shepstone halal?
We don't have any association with Nando's, and as such, we have not certified any stores, and we are unable to give any advice on that.
Next one, Jelly Tots.
Jelly Tots, the non-gelatin variants are halal suitable. Consumers should just look at the packaging, ingredient disclosures, and where it is free from gelatin, those may be consumed.
Let's go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
The question off air, please.
Okay, leave that. Now, there's clarity that is being requested by a message that was circulated today. It says, a warning to those intending to perform Umrah in Hajj. Mufti Abdullah Nana, the founding member of the Halal Advocates of America, says, I can personally verify that machine-slaughtered chickens, meat not slaughtered by a Muslim, and doubtful meat is imported into Saudi Arabia. The senior body of scholars in Saudi Arabia has formally issued a 50-page fatwa that all imported meat is haram. It is a major travesty and perhaps a conspiracy that millions of Muslims that visit Mecca and Medina every year are eating haram, doubtful food. They are local hand-slaughtered supplies with only a small percentage. 90% of food chains, McDonald's, KFC, etc., including Al-Baik, use imported meat. For reference, I have translated the detailed fatwa of Hay'a Kabiril. Ulama, body of senior scholars, as part of the following book, Fitaqi Usmani's research included in the above fatwa. Now, the person sending this through saying, Mona Ridwan, can you please comment?
Look, specifically on that post of Mufti Abdullah, I'm not sure. Perhaps it would be a good idea if maybe Rayleigh Islam can contact the Honorable Mufti and get clarity directly from him with regards to that particular post. What we can advise is that our position has been clear with regards to meat in the Middle East and specifically in the Holy Land. We've had several reservations or several visits to plants and countries that supply meat into Mecca and Medina, and we've not been happy. We have severe reservations with regards to the controls and the halal programs at in countries like Brazil, Argentina, etc., where a lot of the meat comes from. And based on our observations, our inspections, etc., we're not comfortable with it. And therefore, as a result, we've always cautioned travelers and prospective hajjaj and those intending to perform Umrah to be very, very careful. The imported meats are highly doubtful. And, you know, we would not advise or recommend anyone to eat those type of meat. Where we have certainty, it has come from a facility or a country that has adequate halal measures in place. That is a different matter. But that obviously you would have to, you know, do some investigations and some questioning there in the kingdom. And it's difficult for us to pinpoint exactly which company has, which company doesn't have, because we're not there, we're not operational. That information is not available to us all the time. So in a broad sense, we usually advise consumers that please be very careful when you go there in terms of meat. You know, meat that's slaughtered in front of you, or sometimes they have certain areas or certain shops that are conducting slaughter there. That would be your safest bet if it's hand slaughtered. You know, you're seeing it, you're aware of it. Our position as well with regards to machine slaughter is very clear. We do not accept machine slaughter. It is a requirement of Sanha that every bird be slaughtered by hand by a Muslim reciting Tasmiyah.
Jazakumullah khair for the clarity. Fusion juice from Garlic Man. Oh no, in fact, fusion juice and Garlic Man.
infusion juice, I cannot recall offhand what's the position on that. We would ask the consumer to please call our offices. Our number is 617-86111, and we can try and follow up on that.
Okay, then pomelo fruit salad and strawberry yogurts.
Pomelo yogurts are not approved by SENHA. They contain gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals.
072-786-1548. The next one is that the Energade gums.
Energade gums are not approved. They contain bovine gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals.
Jazakumullah khair for that. 072-786-1548. The next one says that I've heard that brushes used to clean machines are not allowed. Is it permissible to... Yeah, so that is the thing. The brushes that are used to clean many of the coffee machines or ice cream machines are not allowed. That's why we should abstain from buying things at a place where there's no certification. What are your thoughts?
It needs to be ascertained. What happens in a lot of coffee machines is that the brushes are not used in the actual filter, the coffee filter that a dry cloth is used. The brushes are generally used where the excess coffee has fallen, and in order to wipe it and dust it, then those brushes are generally used there, but not in the filtration process as far as we have come. Yes, if somebody is certain that brushes are being used there and they have a non-halal nature, then it is clear that such coffee machines should be avoided. We have come across instances where the brushes have been used on the outside and therefore having no effect at all with the coffee. It is sometimes where the powder comes out on the outside of the machine, and in order just to dust it, but the actual coffee that's put into the machine and mix, etc., that goes into the cup, the brushes are not used in that process. So it just depends. If somebody is certain, then obviously they should not consume of that.
All right, that's where we leave it for this evening, Moa. As usual, we end off with your request to share the details and the hours in which people can contact you for further information.
So they can always contact us on 0861786111. That's our helpline number. Our email address, helpline@senha.org.za. Our Twitter account, you can follow us @senha_halal. And then our Facebook page, South African National Halal Authority, and find there our website, www.senha.org.za.
Now, Amoy, you mentioned Twitter and Facebook, but do you really respond to queries on Twitter and Facebook?
We try to. We do try to. We have opened up that facility, so if there are queries, then...
Because in the past, I always seen that, you know, when a query was posted on Twitter, then the person would be directed to either email or to some other platform.
Yes, initially when we had opened our account and for some time, that was the practice, that we would refer all queries to our helpline. Some of the queries where there are simple answers that we can give within the character limit, then we would do so. That has been something recent. However, a lot of the answers require much more detail that can be fitted into a simple tweet, and so therefore we would again refer them to our email address, and we would give them a detailed response.
Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That's how we come to the end of the program this evening. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.